It's Tuesday, March 5th, 2024. For LinkNKY, I'm Noah Jones, and you're listening to the LinkNKY's Daily Headline Podcast. We'll start the show right after this quick message. I get it. Not everyone experiences a story the same way. And that's why the Inside Link podcast was created. In this podcast, you'll hear about the inside details of important stories from the person who wrote the story. Listen to the Inside Link podcast every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts or on linknky.com. Ken Lewis, founder of The Party Source and New Rift Distilling, is retiring. While the news of his retirement was announced last year, Lewis's last official day is tomorrow, March 6th. After 50 years in the beverage alcohol industry, Lewis's impact ranges from changing Kentucky's Sunday liquor sales policies to lobbying for distilleries to sell their own products by the drink on their premises. Lewis is turning the reins over to several longtime employees. New Rift will be led by Hannah Lowen as chief executive officer, Molly Lewis as president, and Denny Gorman as chief operating officer. Lowen will transition from her role as vice president of operations. Lewis, now director of sales, will become the second generation to be part of the New Rift leadership team when she succeeds her father in his role as president. Gorman is transitioning from director of engineering and logistics. Opening in 2014, New Rift production and storage facilities have expanded recently, with a new barrel warehouse in Silver Grove built in 2023 and a distillery expansion in 2021. Last year, the Newport Distillery underwent renovations to its public-facing spaces, including a new gift shop space and transforming the third floor into the Aquifer Tasting and Cocktail Bar. Lewis will continue to serve on the New Rift Board of Directors. Dixie Heights High School honored World Teen Mental Health Day on March 1st by doing activities designed to raise awareness and provide mental health coping skills to students. The event coincided with World Teen Mental Health Day. The school had applied for and won a $500 grant from the Joe Burrow Foundation, which the school's Family Resource Center then used to assemble 1,170 of what they called mental health kits, full of fidgets, affirmation stickers, and other items aimed at helping students cope with stress and anxiety. Hope Squad members and members of the school's Random Acts of Kindness Club distributed the kits throughout the school. In addition, classes each chose from a menu of self-care activities to do during one of their monitoring class periods, such as journaling, disconnecting from technology, coloring, or listening to calming music. The school had put together some other resources to encourage the students throughout the day, most notably an affirmation wall, where students could post and take positive aphorisms written on sticky notes. Northern Kentucky University has announced the launch of a veteran leadership minor designed to recognize the experiences gained by military and veteran students during their service. Northern Kentucky University announced the launch of a veteran leadership minor designed to recognize the experiences gained by military and veteran students during their service. The program aims to bridge the gap between military training and higher education, allowing military students and veterans to translate their knowledge into academic credits. The Veteran Leadership Minor will give students up to 21 credit hours toward their minor for joint service training hours. The Veteran Leadership Minor will be available for veteran students starting fall of 2024. That's going to wrap things up here for us on March 5th, 2024. For LinkNKY, I'm Noah Jones. Thank you for giving this podcast a listen. I'll talk to you tomorrow.